The first part is to upgrade the actual cameras that have been on their poles for some of them up to 15 years. The great thing about upgrading those cameras is, as we all know, technology moves on rapidly. So we'll have modern future fit cameras that will see us a long way into the future. The other good thing is about the platform on which they sit. And so we are installing a platform that is on the Kent Public Service Network. And that allows us to be more efficient at sharing images and data with our partners. So, for instance, we'll be able to transmit live images to police officers, not only in Kent Control Room, but also in their vehicles or on handheld devices. And that ensures that our partners, in particular the police, and have a better and more coordinated response to problems if they occur.
Now, let's talk firstly about the images. How clearer will they be?
It's not about clear, I think, Nicola. It's about how you can use the images and about the flexibility of how you can move that data about. I want to stress that all of the cameras that we have out there at the moment, they're all producing evidence-fit images for the police to use. In fact, we have a great relationship with Kent Police, and they're into our monitoring centre regularly. And I think on a daily basis on occasion. So they're taking those images and they're using them successfully for prosecutions. The thing about the technology is it's as much about the longevity of those cameras going forward. So, for instance, old cameras, if they were to go wrong, are very difficult to repair or replace. And this is the time, responsibly, where as a provider of CCTV for our borough, we think we should upgrade our camera provision and be future fit and keep our community as safe as they have been and give them that reassurance for time going forward.
Some people say, oh, you know, it's Big Brother watching you and why do we have to have these people looking at us all the time? But as you say, on the other side of that, I should think a lot of people feel a lot more reassured, don't they, if they know that there's a camera?
Well, you know, the best way to get the answer to that question is to ask the people themselves. And I can assure you that in all the time I was a police officer in London and in all the time I worked in the private sector, and the time I've been at Ashford Borough Council, people do feel reassured that they can park their car and that there's some form of monitoring on their property and keeping it safe. And also in their day-to-day business, walking around the town centre or enjoying the nighttime economy. And you have to remember, and people have to remember, that our town is going from strength to strength. When the cinema opens in November, or the end of November, December, and when the Curious Brewery opens and we've got more restaurants and places for people to really enjoy themselves, they'll do that with the reassurance that they've got modern state-of-the-art equipment and really well-trained, dedicated people watching basically the town centre to make sure that they're safe and that they can enjoy themselves in comfort.